Rusty Quill presents.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Wait a second. What did you say?
You heard me right, Nate. I said I found him. At least I think it's the guy who wrote the letter. The timeline and the story seem to match up.
Wow. How the hell did you find that? So you have a location and a name. Are they still local? Where are they? Wait, what is their name? I'm sorry, I have so many questions.
And I have answers to all of those, but I don't think I can tell you.
Why? Is there some sort of ongoing case? An investigation? Would it be breaking the police rules or something? You can't just reveal the bombshell that you have information and then just not give me the information. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's not fair. I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position with your work.
No, it's okay. I offered. You never asked me to do this for you. I can tell you what I know, but not now. Not over the phone. Well, what are you doing tomorrow? I can stop by and we can talk.
That would be great. I don't plan on going anywhere tomorrow. Feel free to come over whenever you'd like.
Will do. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night. Okay, Bella. A beetle thing. I guess we have a friend coming tomorrow. Maybe we should clean up a little bit around here. You know what? It's actually not too bad around here. And I don't particularly want to clean right now. And it's pretty late. I should probably just go to bed or something. Alright. Yeah, I guess I'll just do that. I'm going to take the dog out and bug out and then go to bed. I don't know the first thing about raising a bug. I'm pretty sure they don't need to be walked. But I also think they need a bit more space than a small jar can provide. Huh. I don't think I have anything bigger. And it's not like I can just go to the store and get something. But I know who can. Okay, how do I want to word this? Hey there, John. Random question, but would you mind doing me a quick favor before you stop by tomorrow? K- Can you please stop at the pet store and grab a small tank? Not like a fish tank, but maybe like one of those tanks that is for lizards? I think that should work. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. See you tomorrow. And send. Hopefully he'll be able to... That was fast. Weird request. Sure. Well, that's nice of him. You hear that, you grubby little thing? You're getting a new home. Woo, so exciting. All right. I'm going to take Bill outside really quick and then attempt to get to sleep. I'll talk to you all in the morning. Bella, come on. Time to go outside. And please make it fast. It's freezing. Surprise, surprise. It's 3 a.m. and I can't sleep. I think I have one more of those letters laying around here. Maybe reading those will either put me to sleep or give me some information on how to find Steve or Jess. Either way, I think it's a win-win. Okay, give me a sec. Alrighty, let's see what we've got here. Okay, cool. This one actually has an address. That's refreshing. It's 39 Old Farm Road. No town, though. Which isn't really surprising. Alright. My son has been gone for 15 years now. A hit and run. He was out in the front yard playing near the sidewalk. A car came racing down the street and swerved over the curb. I was in the kitchen doing dishes when I heard the thud. I thought it was just some punk knocking over our mailbox. I even finished up the dishes before going outside to check. And then I did. Oh, God. That's so sad. The driver of the car was never found. There was never any justice for my son. I drove around town every week for years hoping to find... I don't even know. A trace of the car? I had nothing to go on, but I thought maybe if I saw it, I would just... know. Years passed and I lost all hope that I would ever find anything. And then about 2 years ago, I began to hear things. Things that I thought I would never hear again. Mommy. A voice calling for mommy. It was my son's voice. It first happened a little after 3 a.m. one night. I woke up to the familiar voice calling for mommy. He was calling me from the backyard. I got out of bed and followed the voice directly to our well. My son's voice was coming from the bottom of the well. I held my flashlight and aimed inside, but it seemed like something was stopping the light. The light should have reached the bottom, but at that moment, that was the least of my concerns. The voice calling for me, this was impossible. My son is dead. We had a funeral. He was buried at the family plot. And then there was the things that the voice was saying. It was telling me to do things. To hurt people. To kill people. My son was the sweetest little boy. He would never... And it was giving me names. One name kept getting mentioned in particular. It was... There's a big smudge on the paper. I can't read the name. Of course. What is wrong with me? What am I hearing? This can't be my son. Well, that's sad. Nothing like a depressing dead child story before bed. I'll talk to you all in the morning. Good night.
Hello, Nate. I'm outside. I have your random tank. Nate, answer the damn door.
What's that? I'm awake. I'm up. Oh. John must be here already. Come on, Bella. Come on, downstairs. Let's go. Hold on, just a second.
Took you long enough. I was freezing my ass out here. Oh, I got your tank that you desperately needed at midnight, apparently. What did you need this for again?
Oh, yeah, I kinda got a new pet.
Oh, really? What is it? Lizard? Frog? Turtle?
No, give me a second. I'll go grab it. I mean, him.
What the hell is that?
It's some weird beetle. It was in that letter about the field trip. The letter from 30 years ago.
Nate, that can't possibly... You know what? I'm not going to ask. Does it have a name?
I actually haven't really put much thought into it. It has to be something fitting. He's the weirdest beetle I've ever seen. Wait. Perfect name. Ringo. Get it? Do you get it? Ringo? Like the Beatle? From the Beatles? Because he's a Beatle?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. Let me put that down for you. Alright, so what exactly is it that you couldn't tell me over the phone?
Like I mentioned earlier, the guy that wrote the letter about the field trip in Egypt. I'm pretty confident I found him.
How did you find him?
I'm a cop. I have my ways. I searched our database for a few keywords and it led me right to the... Well, what I think is him. Again, I'm not positive, but it seems more likely that this is our guy.
Well, what's his name?
Greg Foreman. And get this. He's pretty close.
How close?
Still in Maine. A little over an hour drive.
Oh. Do you have a phone number?
Well, that's where the situation gets a little... tricky.
What do you mean?
There's a phone number, but I don't think they allow him to take calls.
Wait, is he in, like, jail or something?
Not jail. He's at a mental health facility called White Hope Lodge. Do you have any plans, by the way?
No. My plans were pretty much just this. Why?
Well, I managed to pull some strings, and they're letting us speak to him. In person. Today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.